I want to share with you this morning that this week I sewed on a button. I wasn't able to wear this shirt because it was missing the top button, so I sewed it on myself. How did I do it, you might ask? The internet. I started with the video on how to thread the needle because I had one of those needle threader thingies, and I looked at it and I go, how is this supposed to work? I won't tell you how long I looked at it. So I went to the video, so I was able to thread the needle. There's also a separate video on then how to tie the knot at the end of your thread. There's a trick to it. I couldn't do it, so I just tied it my own way. And then turned the video of sewing the button on itself. And I want you to know I did a very nice job. And so there's something about learning to do it yourself, isn't there?
Yep.
And so it is with Jesus' disciples when they want to learn. They go to Jesus and they say, teach us to pray like you do it. Like you do it. The disciples want to be able to do it for themselves as Jesus has been praying, because they have witnessed and seen how Jesus prays. They have seen how when significant moments are approaching, Jesus will pray. When Jesus is anticipating events that are about to take place, he will pray. Time after time after time, he withdraws and goes to a place to pray. Because prayer is about relationship and maintaining relationships. The psalmist writes how we are called to pray. God calls us to pray. And Jesus encourages his disciples to pray. Ask, he says. Seek, he tells them. They are to hope and to dream. They are to want. They are to need. There is that encouragement that the kingdom will be given and they will find God's path along the way. That they are able to question and inquire and to probe, to challenge God. That's the nature of a relationship. Wanting to know what's on a person's mind. What parent of a teenager doesn't want to know what's on that adolescent mind? They want to know what that teenager is going through, what they're struggling with, and how they are challenged. They want to build that relationship. Often when the teenager is wanting to pull away. How a parent wants to know what is taking place and what is being thought. How important it is to keep in touch and to recognize a relationship needs to be ongoing. Now, this was the second button I've ever sewn on the shirt. Now, the first one I had done some time ago, so I couldn't remember how to do it. So that's why I had to go back to the videos and begin at the very beginning. Now, for someone who does it on a regular basis, it's an ongoing part of their lives. That's not necessary, such as it is with prayer and our ongoing relationship with God. Prayer is a part of what it means to be living in God's kingdom. God's kingdom here in our present time, in our present world. God's kingdom that assures us an eternal relationship. A relationship with God now and always. We've learned what it means to live in God's kingdom and who is our neighbor. That there are no barriers or boundaries defining a neighbor. And we learn what it means to be a good neighbor. We learn what it means to be in God's kingdom, to listen. and having listened then to act. Being in God's kingdom is to have a relationship hoped for by the Father. Now, Jesus' use of the term Father just reflects the patriarchal culture of which he is a part. He's trying to give his disciples a picture, an image, an understanding. But he's referring to one with authority, one with power, the one who is capable of doing things. As a child looks up to an adult as having that power, that ability and capabilities in life, so we too, as children of God, look to the Father. But also, in the term Father, there is an intimacy. It characterizes trust and confidence in the one with the power. There is assurance. The Father is to be the one that can be called on. To use that name and call upon the Father. Now the terms for God in the tradition of which Jesus is a part are Yahweh and Jehovah and Elohim and several others. But now he introduces Father. And how much different that sounds. God as Father. And to be able to call upon God as Father. To know the name of God as Father. Children from the earliest age, I see it in our granddaughter, will go to other children who they meet for the first time and will ask, first and foremost, what's your name? What's your name? What can I call you? Who are you? And so too, God wants to know us, wants us to know Him by name so that we can use that name and call upon Him. Just like you might inquire someone's phone number, or how you might text them, or email them, or reach them on Facebook, which I still don't know how that works. But there are ways to keep in touch, ways to reach out, to have a relationship that is ongoing, continuous. And the name of the Father is set apart, this holy name, a name above all others. And so when Jesus teaches his disciples how to pray, he sets the tone and establishes the positions of who we are and who God is, shapes the attitudes of the disciples and shapes ours, recognizing our submission to the Father and our dependence upon God. But all the while there is a relationship. An eternal relationship. And through that relationship, then, we pray, Your kingdom come. Your will be done. May You work Your will in us. Work Your will through us. May Your kingdom come in us and through us. May we recognize that a neighbor, that the name neighbor extends to all people. And that to fulfill the role of being a neighbor is to act in goodness and kindness and compassion and understanding. Furthermore, we are to be a people of mutual forgiveness. Certainly, we hold people accountable. But through forgiveness, we're able to move on and not hold on to the past, but look to the future. Through forgiveness, we can break down the walls of division. Is it important for us to understand both sides of the issues? Isn't it important for us, for when events take place, that we try to know as much as we can? It seems to me that so often people resist the presence of God in our lives and the presence of His kingdom because the feeling that it intrudes in our own worlds. And we don't like it. But the kingdom is to reshape relationships, to understand one another. In the kingdom, there is a system of grace and forgiveness. And so for that to happen, we pray that it is given to us daily. Not periodically, not once in a while, but how important it is daily. Think of exercise for a moment. How important it is to do it daily. Okay, or at least regularly. Someone says that their favorite day to exercise is tomorrow. I heard a story, someone saying that she had signed up for an exercise class. And when the instructions for the class came along, one of them was to wear loose-fit clothing. Well, she said, if I had loose-fit clothing, I wouldn't have signed up for the class in the first place. How we have to exercise our opportunity to pray daily. For daily renewal. To daily experience the relationship we have with our Father. To recognize our dependence upon that relationship. That is the source for life in living in God's kingdom. The reign of God is seen in Jesus. And there we experience the intimate graciousness of God. And so we are joined together on this kingdom journey, so to speak. And as we are on this journey, I encourage one another to look around. Open our eyes and to see. The things that we might pick up. The things that we might learn along the way. Amen.